This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. Popular demonstrations against Myanmar's military regime were held for the third consecutive day on Monday. The continued protests happening 1 week after the junta detained Aung San Suu Kyi and other leaders of the elected civilian government. Tens of thousands of people jammed the streets of many of Myanmar's major cities, including the capital, Naypyidaw, and the main commercial city of Yangon. Demonstrators held signs saying, "Save Myanmar, we want democracy," as well as photographs of Suu Kyi. Police used water cannons to disperse protesters in Naypyidaw. The demonstrations entered a new phase on Monday as civil servants, railway employees, teachers, and workers in other sectors began a nationwide strike. Internet service was restored Sunday, a day after it had been cut off, which allowed citizens to live stream and post videos on social media of various protests taking part across Myanmar. Haitian President Jovenel Moïse announced police had foiled a coup attempt Sunday, making more than 20 arrests. Haitians woke Sunday to gunfire in areas near the National Palace, and a high police presence was seen by VOA Creole reporters on the scene. At midday, the president surprised the nation by going live on Facebook to announce the foiled coup attempt and the arrests. Moïse has said he will serve another year because he was sworn in 2017 for a 5-year term. But the nation's opposition party says the president's term should have ended Sunday, February 7th, the date set by the Constitution when elected presidents are sworn into office. This is VOA News. Rescuers were continuing their search Monday for 192 people missing in the Indian Himalayas, including some trapped in a tunnel after a part of a glacier broke away, sending a torrent of water, rock, and dust down a mountain valley, according to local officials. Sunday's violent surge below Nanda Devi, India's second highest peak, swept away a small hydroelectric and damaged a bigger one further downstream the river, being built by a state firm, NTPC. The bodies of at least 12 people have been recovered. South Africa has suspended its coronavirus vaccination campaign after a new study revealed the AstraZeneca vaccine is less effective against a mutation of the virus found in the country. Now, the World Health Organization is holding a meeting Monday about the latest development in the nation. The study was conducted by the University of Witwatersrand in Johannesburg and not yet peer-reviewed. It concluded that the British vaccine offered only limited protection against moderate forms of the disease caused by the South African variant in young adults. The news was a blow to South Africa, which has seen more than 46,000 people die from the virus. It had planned to begin inoculating its population with 1 million doses of the AstraZeneca vaccine in the coming days. AstraZeneca said Sunday it was developing another vaccine that would be more effective against the South African variant, which could be expected by this fall. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has pleaded not guilty as his trial on corruption charges resumes in a Jerusalem courtroom. Monday's hearing comes just weeks before national elections, in which he hopes to extend his 12-year rule. Netanyahu was indicted last year for fraud, breach of trust, and accepting bribes in 3 separate cases. In recent months, Israelis have held weekly protests calling on him to resign over the charges and criticizing his government's response to the coronavirus crisis. Netanyahu denies any wrongdoing and says he's the victim of a witch hunt by hostile law enforcement and media. The Biden administration is set to announce this week that it will reengage with the much maligned UN Human Rights Council that former President Donald Trump withdrew from almost 3 years ago. The decision to join the Geneva-based UNHRC as an observer with an eye towards seeking election as a full member reverses another Trump-era move away from multilateral organizations and agreements. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.